Standing.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Christmas time. And we pray that as we give a few moments to considering the truth of your word, you would help us to have open hearts to see something more of the heart of its meaning. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, according to a customer survey, 68% of us admit that we find buying Christmas presents difficult. Now, I hope that most of us, that experience is now something that's done for the year, or else we're going to be in trouble in a few hours' time. But the survey results reveal that 65% of the 3,000 asked found Christmas shopping a stressful experience. Well, then the results were broken down into regions, and the results there showed that 66% of people in Yorkshire described Christmas gift buying not just as difficult, but as painful. Well, some disaster stories were also cited by the surveys. These included a woman who bought her sister a maternity dress by accident, a man who spent £200 on a bespoke mirror for his girlfriend and then broke it whilst wrapping it up, and a woman who recalled one Christmas when everyone was happily gathered round the tree, opening presents, and she suddenly noticed that her husband's mother was sitting quietly with no gifts. They'd each thought that the other had bought something for her. Well, in our New Testament reading from the letter to the Romans, we hear about a free gift. The phrase is mentioned five times just in those short sentences. And it's a reminder that the custom of giving and receiving presents at Christmas comes from the understanding that Christmas tells us that the ultimate gift has been offered to humanity. Well, we can ask of this free gift the sort of questions that we often ask of the presents that we are looking forward to opening tomorrow. Now, I wonder what the present opening customs are in your house. Some wake up and get at the presents immediately. Others wait until after Christmas dinner and the Queen's speech. But as we all sit around tomorrow, surrounded by parcels, we need to ask the question, who is the present from? Hence the useful tradition of the gift tag. Well, our reading speaks of the grace of God and the free gift of by the grace of Jesus Christ. The ultimate Christmas present is a gift from God himself through Jesus Christ. God is offering people something made possible through Jesus, his son. Jesus, the one that we read about in Matthew's gospel, who is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God come to earth to live a human life. God come to share our experience of living with all its ups and its downs. Well, we ask of our presence, who is it from? This ultimate present is from God through Jesus. Now, one of the most difficult groups of people to buy presents for is surely middle-aged and older men. Now, they usually have most things that they want, and they're not quickly impressed by jewellery, flowers or chocolates. That's perhaps why this group, it usually ends up with gallons of aftershave, shower gel and shampoo. Now, grateful as such men surely are that others have bought them presents, they might be inclined to think, is there something about me that means that others think that these things are especially appropriate? Do I need to wash more? Well, they might well ask then, do I need this? Well, a similar question might be asked of the present that God offers to us. The free gift that God offers is only going to be recognised and received by those who see that they have a need. Those who see that this world is not all that it should be, and neither are they. We sang a few moments ago, sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. Any casual glance at the news reminds us that human life and living in this world has something out of kilter about it. Many years ago, the Times newspaper initiated an exchange of letters about the state of the world. Learned figures wrote in with their theories and arguments. The best letter was sent by a man who became one of the 20th century's most loved writers. It was also the shortest. It simply said, "Dear Sir, what is wrong with the world? I am. Yours sincerely, G.K. Chesterton." Now, Chesterton was spot on, and he would have agreed with the author of our reading, who wrote in an earlier chapter of the letter to the Romans, "There is no one who is righteous, not even one. All have turned aside, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." To a man and a woman, we have all fallen out with the God who has made us. And this has consequences in the way that we live with each other and with God himself. So we ask of our presence sometimes, do I need this? Well, if we don't see our need of God's presence through his Son, then its benefits will be of no use to us. Now, it's surely one of the joys of Christmas to watch young children opening presents, those presents that have been carefully chosen for them. Now, polite children are taught from the earliest days to say something like, "Thank you, that's very nice." But occasionally, a small child betrays their relative innocence and says, "Thank you, that's nice. What is it?" Well, what is God's gift offered to us through the one that we remember being born this night? Romans chapter 5 says, "The free gift leads to many people flourishing." The free gift leads to people once in the wrong, now being seen as in the right. The free gift enables those who receive it to know life more as it's meant to be. The apostle explains what this gift is by comparing the state of the world as it is now, caused by human beings falling out with God, like the father of our race, Adam, with what God has done in his Son, Jesus. He writes, "For the judgment following one sin brought condemnation, but the free gift following many sins brought justification." See, we human beings have turned away from God, and this means that we deserve to be pronounced by him when we meet him guilty. Jesus, however, came into the world and was the only perfect human being who has ever lived. He never turned away from God. In Jesus' death, God fulfilled his own justice by taking the rap that others deserved, and at the same time, he fulfilled his longing love, that people should be put right with him and restored to him. And he did this through Jesus' death on the cross. I wonder if you've ever wondered why, as we celebrate Jesus' birth in the first service of Christmas like this, we do so by sharing bread and wine in Holy Communion. That ceremony designed by Jesus himself to help us remember his death. Well, it's because we cannot think about Christmas without remembering Easter, where God in Jesus took the rap for others. That those who deserve nothing are given the most amazing free gift you could imagine. Now, at times, we ask of our presence, what is it? Well, what is God's gift through Jesus? It is what the reading calls justification by grace. Now, most people today use word processors in different ways, and we write a document, and then there's the possibility of the command to justify the edge. We put it right, we set it straight. Well, the free gift of God offers to people justification, to put lives right, to set lives straight as far as he is concerned, to be seen by God as clean and righteous, to be pronounced not guilty, even though we deserve to be called guilty. And this is possible through Jesus' death, proved right by his resurrection. And this gift is free. It is completely undeserved. It is by God's grace. Well, sometimes we're given a gift that we realize is so special, we want to ask, is it really for me? Well, God offering his free gift is a gift that we might want to say that for. But like any present this Christmas time, if we're to appreciate it, We need to ask some questions and understand the answers. Who is it from? Well, it is God's gift through his Son. What is it? We need to grasp it is God's offer of being put right with him, being justified through Jesus' death instead of us, even though we don't deserve it. And do I need it? Well, we must realize that this is a gift we desperately need because we've fallen short and are guilty before God. And is it really for me? Well, it is an offer that is available and on offer to all kinds of people. All we need to do is turn back to him and rely on what Jesus has done. Well, what better time to appreciate this free gift, this present from God, afresh, or indeed to receive it for the first time? What better time than as we celebrate Christmas? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the most incredibly generous God. We thank you that you reach out to us and have sent your Son into such a world as this, to people even like us. We pray that you would help us to have open hearts, to understand what you've done for us in your Son, and to have open hearts to him this Christmas and always. Amen.